Hello, everyone. I'm back with yet another questionnaire. However, this is going to be to represent my 2-month milestone that I reached today with my partner, who I know is listening right now. He's supposed to be working and being an honorary member of society, but instead he's listening to this. So, Nick, I know you're listening. So I was looking for something relationship-related, and I was searching for about 2 hours. Wow, I just realized how much time had gone by until I found the perfect one. This is by Convoluted Heroism. First of all, if they ever happen to see this, cool name. It is old, but it's pretty much what I was looking for. So let's just hop into it. Number one, does your SO know you posted UWA? Has there been any jealousy issues? Are they still happening or did they get resolved? If so, how? Well, first of all, my SO also posted you away. So that is how we met. So yes, he does know. there is no jealousy. First of all, both of us are not frequent posters, which is obviously not good. But I think that, at least with me, we've talked about this. It's like, this is how we met. I can't be jealous of this because I'm more grateful. Like, hey, I was able to meet this amazing person through this platform. So it's more of a thank you. Number two, if you both post, you brought up the idea, started first, have you and your SO ever thought about doing an audio together? So we, obviously, he was posting before he met me, and I was posting before I met him. But definitely, he started first, way before me. I'm still very, very green to GWA. We have discussed audios together before, but with his working schedule, my laziness, and my life, our lives in general, you know, being hectic, 2020 has been a year for everybody in its own way. So it has been discussed, just never executed or planned properly. But who knows? Number three, how do you, your SO, respond to the other getting unsolicited messages asking about meeting up or talking about the things they do to them? I don't know, like, it's never been a problem. Like, I've told him when things happen, like, hey, dude, like, I got this weird message. And, like, we just, like, talk about it. And then it's more like a haha or oh, wow thing. But I think the biggest thing is that we're able to separate those two. We have our relationship. These creepy messages or weird messages come with the territory. And it's not about what the person sends, it's about how they respond. Now, if I'm responding with the same energy or he's responding the same energy, now we have a problem. Number four. You come home early one day and walk in on your SO messaging to one of your audios. How do you react? It wouldn't surprise me. He knows why I'm laughing already, because he has messaged to my audios before. In a time that it's like Voldemort, we do not speak of. but I wouldn't be surprised. I'm like, oh, okay, which one is it? Oh, you like that one? Oh, cool. What do you think? You gonna leave a comment? Which he won't. By the way, he won't comment. He's horrible at commenting. I love showing my like and affection to someone's work. He will listen like, hey, I loved your audio. But you will see no comment. He's bad at this. Number five, have you ever made an audio especially for your SO, whether you post? Yes, actually. I have an audio up that I just did very recently. It was more of, first of all, I woke up horny, which is not really crazy. And everyone was like, oh, I wish I could make you stay for work. You know, you always get up early and leave for work. Wish you could stay. We can, like, play around. So I made an audio for it and posted it, which he listened to at work. I swear. He's employed. Isn't that crazy? But But no. We have sent each other audios back and forth, and we were doing that before we started dating, which is kind of how the feelings developed. Because it's like, there'd be sweet audios, like, oh, I hope you have a good night. You know, sleep well, talk to you tomorrow. It'd be, like, very comforting and nice. So that's kind of, was kind of our dynamic. It still kind of is. Number six says, GWA, change your sex life in any way. Yes and no. I'm still the same horny person, but I think that GWA has definitely given me the chance to explore other kinks, things that I know were kinks, or kinks that I was always too ashamed to speak about or to explore because I thought they were weird. So shout out to them for that. Number seven, does the GWA world know your relationship, or do you keep it a secret? That's a loaded question. Not really loaded, but as in, like, I really know how to answer it. Like, I didn't post, like, hey, I'm in a relationship with this person. But my group that I met through GWA, they know. It's very obvious. But it's not something I hide either. If I happen to be around other people and I'm with him, I will call him babe, or he'll call me babe, and it's like, okay, they're dating. So it's not something we're keeping under wraps, but it's not something that I'm wearing a t-shirt saying, hey, this is mine, even though he is mine. Number eight, do you and your SO have any DWA boundaries set up? I think that kind of refers back to the question about the messages. I think that that's an unspoken boundary. Hey, you're getting these weird messages, don't respond back with the same energy. Don't message these people talking about you want to fuck them too. You know, because that's wrong, you know, your relationship. But I think the reason why there are no, like, spoken for boundaries, because I'm very confident in this fact that he would never do anything to hurt me purposely. And if something was to kind of reach that line, he would probably approach me about it first, like, hey, how do you feel about me doing this, or I'm about to do this. It's something that would be brought up first and then discussed. If I don't like something with genuine reasons and not just me, you know, joking, I feel like he would hear me out and he would take my feelings into account. And same thing with him. I would never post something he didn't like. And I would never flirt with someone, you know, through messages on Reddit. Just because it's on Reddit doesn't mean it's not wrong, you know. Number nine, you're at work and you hear coworkers talking about GWA. They start discussing their favorite posters and your SO's username is mentioned. They all go into a frenzy about how much they love them and masturbate to them all the time. What do you do? I say nothing. I will listen, though. I think it's very interesting. I don't get jealous when I hear people that enjoy his audios because he does do good work. That's why he did more. Oh, God, guys. I swear. I feel like I'm his manager. He doesn't post enough. And I've been getting on him, and he can vouch for this. I've been getting on him for, like, weeks now to finally post, which I'm not going to stop until he does. But anyway, sorry. Back on topic, I would just listen. I don't think I would join in the conversation, and I think I would say, hey, don't talk about him like that, because I think it's a compliment, like, wow, babe, people love your work, like, good job, good for you, like, you're out there, your name's out there, you're famous, you're pretty much famous at this point. I would go back and up back to him, like, oh my God, look at you. And number 10, are there any of your audios that you like to play out with your SO? Have you done it before? I've done a puppy audio before. And that's, like, my biggest kink, and that's something that we've definitely touched on before. But other than that, no. Yes and no. I think that the scripts that I do, no, because they're definitely very specific scenarios. But as far as the general tags go, daddy, puppy, M-dom, stuff like that, that's just our regular dynamic sexually. So that is a yes and no. So I guess I'm going to end this with a short message to Nick, because I know you're listening. Thank you for a pretty happy 2 months. You've seen me through some hard shit. Even before we started dating, you would always comfort me when you could tell I was upset. I wouldn't even be trying to show that I was, but you would just know. You would message me like, hey, something's wrong, what's up? And you were there for me. You always make me laugh. You put up with my shit. And you make me really happy. So happy 2 months. And I guess I'll be talking to you when you're off work.